Hey friends, you're tuning in to Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives. What's up, everybody? Happy, happy Friday. It has been a minute, and I took a planned break. Every 12 episodes, I take a break, 1 month break, to kind of prep and work on the next set of episodes. And this planned break got a little bit extended. For a lot of different reasons, some tech reasons, my computer, had some issues and lots of things going on in life, as I know is probably similar for you. And so, we press on, we continue. And so today, I wanted to talk a little bit more in the mind body space, and it's been really interesting just as I have been, you know, observing myself, and I found a lot of healing in it. I still have a ways to go. So it's not me trying to push something like, here's your quick heal and everything will be better. It's not that. But it's just learning. I've been learning a whole new way of how to look at my symptoms and things that I perceived outside of myself, and realizing what power and authority and access we actually do have to healing. And so, you know, since the pandemic, studies have been showing, whether these are studies done out of Psychology Today or, you know, different studies being done in the neuroscience community, they're showing that chronic illness has skyrocketed since the pandemic started. And when you actually start to look at the role that the mind and body play in conjunction with one another, it makes a lot of sense, actually, what is going on. And that's not like to diminish or demean it at all, like nothing like that, because I know so many of you listening maybe have gone through that. And I know a lot of friends in my life have begun having just a lot more intense symptoms. And regardless of you know, maybe whether you started to notice things since the pandemic or before that, right? It's not a hard and fast rule, but it's just really interesting to see how this intense thing that has happened in all of our lives, there's a lot of correlation to why there is now an uptick, a large uptick in chronic illness. So today's episode is called Diagnosis Obsessed. Disclaimer. This podcast episode is for educational and informational purposes only. This is not medical advice. I am not a medical doctor, psychiatrist, or therapist, nor am I trying to be. The information presented is not intended to be a substitute for health and medical care that can be provided by your own physician, medical doctor, or mental health provider, nor is it intended to be used to diagnose or treat any condition. Always seek medical counsel relating to your specific health needs with any questions or concerns you may have, especially before starting any treatment plan, fitness regimen, adding supplements, changing or quitting medication, or making any lifestyle, mental health, or dietary changes. Any suggestion or recommendation mentioned on this podcast is to be taken at your own risk. So, I wanted to talk about this because obviously it hits really close to home. When I started to get sick to the point to where it was really affecting my life and my livelihood, it made me have to start learning how to find a way to get healed. And, you know, I totally remember what it felt like. And I can still really sit like back in that time and think about the despair, the trauma, the grief, the isolation I felt, like all of it, the disbelief. I think for me, and I've heard this from so many people, is there is this huge feeling of wanting to ignore and pretend like my life wasn't really changing, but then of course suffering the consequences of trying to live normal. You know, like especially being in college, and I had so many all-nighters and just going out super late and, you know, living a lifestyle of eating horribly, not getting enough sleep, just not living within margins that anybody should, and then really reaping the repercussions from it. And then, you know, you start this never-ending search for healing. And maybe it was you that did that. Maybe when you got diagnosed, it was a parent that started doing that for you. I know my mom and my parents, like, you know, they were my biggest advocates and began to really see, like, what is it? Where do we need to go? What doctor do we need to, you know, all of that. And so it's kind of in this place that I want to stay for today's episode. It's in this place that we have encountered something terribly terrifying and out of our control. You know, life as we know it has ended, and the days of not proactively thinking about our health are never to be seen again. And I really want to emphasize that, you know, I'm coming at this from a super, super, super lovingly compassionate lens, because while I know my journey was necessary to navigate, because I do believe it's brought me into this whole new world of what healing really means, I do not wish it upon you to have to go through it in a similar manner. I remember a thought work coach that I used to follow would always say, awareness precedes change. And I know of anybody in the mind, body, and health space, I want you to have at least some awareness of what healing can really look like. Like, truly, the key is knowing how capable, wonderful, whole, and healed our bodies already are. And so it's from that place we begin our journey into the world of really understanding the role that the brain plays in the body. And so I want to reiterate over and over and over and over again, as so many have reiterated to me, mind-body does not mean that it's a made-up disease or a feeling or level of pain, right? I know there were doctors that said to me, like, maybe you just need to get on an antidepressant, right? So it is not that. 100%, it is not that. Nicole Sachs, who is a voice in the mind-body community, says, the pain is not in your brain, but the solution is not in your body. It's so important to know that our body is an extension of our brain. The two are not separate entities, if you will. They work in tandem with one another. And unfortunately, we have all these doctors that we get sent to for different areas of the body, right? We go to a foot doctor for our foot. You know, if you hurt your nerves, you go to an endocrinologist or a nerve doctor. I can't think of the word for a nerve doctor right now. But then when it comes to mental illness or mental health, we go to a therapist or a psychiatrist. And, you know, what I'm learning and just being taught from people who have seen so much more than I have is that it's just doing a disservice to those of us who are suffering, because there really is such a huge correlation. I want us to lean into this word, hypervigilance. Okay, so it's an all too common term, and one that I think, you know, we think of in a positive way, most likely. When we become sick, we become hypervigilant in finding the source, right? And looking for the cure. We get on our research game. We go to every specialist imaginable. And then they send us to another specialist, who then sends us to another specialist, who then sends us to a functional or an integrative doctor, who they say, you know, they don't really follow the regular medical model, but maybe they have something for you, because I, as your medical doctor, have done all that I can. So then, you know, we follow health and wellness gurus. We look at which foods are bad and which supplements we need to take to start making us feel better. And of course, please hear me, if you have listened to any other of my episodes, you know I'm all about health and wellness and living and eating as a matter of learning how to optimize our health. So I'm not saying throw that out the window. Absolutely not. But when we go down this lane of hypervigilance, there is something really powerful that is happening in our brain, right? We are so obsessed with the end result. What is going to heal me? How can I do this right? How long is this going to take? You know, there's this secret doctor or person or supplement or food that I haven't had yet. And I just have to work so hard to try and find that one thing that is going to get me better. I have to achieve good healing, right? It is this desperation to be well. And again, like, it's so understandable, right? And it kind of makes sense with all that we've been taught and all that we've learned growing up, is that, you know, if something's wrong, A, B, and C are the only ways it's going to get fixed, right? Or, you know, maybe you have been struggling with a bad back for all your life. And, you know, the doctors are like, yeah, you're just going to have to learn, you know, how to sleep differently, sit differently. Like, you're never not going to be in pain. Or maybe you struggle with, you know, some nerve damage. Or maybe you have a bulging disc in your back. Maybe you've been told you have celiac disease and there's certain food allergies that you just can never eat again. Like, this isn't just autoimmune disease, right? Chronic is anything that has lasted longer than a reasonable amount of time that something should heal. So if you have, so like for me, for instance, I hurt my shoulders in high school and I tore my rotator cuff, right? So a tendon is eventually going to heal, right? So what you would never say is like, you know, I tore my rotator cuff and it's just my mind-body connection that's telling me it hurts and it's not working. No, right? Like, it tore. So there is an reasonable amount of time required for it to heal. But after that, if the pain never leaves and it has become chronic, that is when we jump into this new understanding of the role that our brain and our body play together. And I know it sounds crazy. Maybe you're hearing this and you're like, this makes total sense. And maybe you're hearing this and you're like, absolutely not. And I get it, because, you know, for me, I was in such a desperate place that I would literally probably have believed anything, right? Like, if somebody was like, hey, do this and you're going to be healed because I did it and I was healed. Great. Sure. Like, you know, I'm not saying that that was good. I'm just saying that, I think when you've tried everything, honestly, you are more willing to try things that probably you wouldn't have been willing to, you know, earlier in the journey. And so it's quite an interesting journey. And this also goes for, again, anxiety and depression as well. Like, if there's anything that is happening in your body long term, it does not have to be like that. So I want to talk about, I've talked about it a few different times, kind of the definition of tension myositis syndrome or the mind-body syndrome, or there's a lot of different names that it's been given. But I think that Nicole Sachs does a really, really good job at talking about it. And she is somebody who, really great in this topic. I just want to preface that my goal when it comes to talking about mind-body stuff is I really want us to understand the way that God has created our brains. And it is God and only God, right? And so she is not a believer. And so, you know, different people in, obviously, right, like psychology and when you head into like some different, not mainstream, what am I trying to say? Practices, if you will, or, you know, it can get very spiritual and very like, it's the universe or it's, you know, your higher self and all of that stuff. So while the science part that she talks about is great, everything else I don't recommend. So that's all I want to say about that. So here's what she says. The reason we suffer in chronic pain, or she says disequilibrium, our brain and our nervous system view our stored trauma and repressed emotional world as a greater predator than our physical dis-ease. So our pain conditions and our emotional states of discomfort. The reason is because life is a choice between what hurts versus what hurts worse. And the nervous system is operating on a plane of either fight or flight or rest and repair. So, and we've heard about that probably since we're little, right? The fight or flight response. So either you are safe or you're not safe. And that is how the brain and the nervous system determines whether we need to be at the ready to fight or flee or to freeze. And so, since your emotional world is viewed as a greater predator than your physical situation, until we can inform the brain and the nervous system it's safe and loving to feel our feelings and express ourselves, if only to ourselves, we get smaller and quieter, and we are constantly in this hypervigilant state of taking care of ourselves, which is ultimately what the nervous system is seeking for us. So when we're doing that, we're giving the nervous system, even though it's not correct and it's misguided, we're giving it this impression that we are safe. So I've told my story a few times in a couple different episodes, but for me, like, safety has been bed, like in my bed or on the couch, right? Away from anything. Being busy, you know, having a really packed schedule, all of that is like, oh gosh, we're going to get sick. Like, this is not safe. And so, you know, for me, the last 7 years of my life have really been this story of getting really small, shrinking myself and moving into my place of safety, which was my bed. Of course, none of this is conscious, right? Like, I'm not making these these decisions consciously. I'm terrified because I think my body hates me and is against me, and I have no idea what's going on. So the problem with this desperate, hypervigilant energy of trying to get healthy, Nicole says, it just sends the nervous system more signals of fear. So there's this pain-fear cycle. The more pain we're in, the more fear we get in. The higher our fear goes up, the more our pain goes up. It's this just really unhelpful cycle that many of us have become stuck in. Desiring to be different than we are, or to be better, or to be healed, or to be done, is that the problem with that is that we are fighting against our very sweet nervous system. Fighting against that fear, the shame, the anger, the regret, the embarrassment, a lot of probably, you know, subconscious emotions that we're not necessarily even aware that we're feeling, right? We just know that we are constantly in this fight or flight state. As they attempt to rise, our nervous system sends signals to the body of discomfort, illness, and sickness. So the things that we would rather not look at. And that's why we're sick. It has to be expressed somewhere. And Nicole says, our issues are in our tissues. And there's a book that a lot of people have started learning about called The Body Keeps the Score. There is only a certain amount of, let's call it, life that all of us can handle, that if we have spent years of either subconsciously or consciously repressing these things that we don't want to deal with, we don't want to feel, eventually they're going to spill out into our bodies. And unfortunately, the lie that a lot of us believe is once you get older, things just start to hurt and, you know, parts of our bodies just stop working, which is such a lie. It's that we have given this, Nicole talks about like when you're filling up a bathtub, right? It, you know, the water is rising. Eventually, if you don't turn the nozzle off, the water is going to start spilling out. So that's what it is the water has begun spilling out and it's showing up in our bodies. Sometimes things show up in our brains and sometimes they show up in our bodies. And so it is this importance of learning how to not force a conclusion, because we are sending the exact opposite signal to our brain and our nervous system. We're sending a signal of danger. What I'm saying is, I'm not safe because I have to find out what is making me sick. So clearly how I am right now is dangerous. And so this just heightens our amygdala. This heightens so many things going on in our brain, which again just continues the cycle of more pain, more fear. And so I just wanted to do a brief kind of overview of this topic. I'm excited because I'm kind of beginning, not kind of, I'm going to start this journey of some different certification and just really learning how to talk about this. Obviously, my testimony for me is enough, right, of learning how much I believe in, and just so in awe of how God has created our bodies and our brains. But it is interesting, right? There are things that happen in our lives. I'm not saying, I will never, ever say that God made me sick because, you know, he knew this is what I would be compassionate about. But I do think that there have been things that have been allowed in my life because this is something I'm really passionate about. And so it's just happening when you start to think about it and you start to see like things going on in our own bodies and our friends, you know. I know like when certain friends have had really stressful weeks and then they start to notice an uptick in different pains. And it's like, oh, I need to go to the doctor or I need to go get, you know, even adjusted because there's something wrong with me, right? Like all of this stuff. And again, I know this, we're still on such like a brief, kind of a shallow level and understanding of what a lot of this is. But, you know, I would just encourage you to just start looking at, solely looking at your emotional health in tandem with physical sensations that happen in your body. So for me, I had a very rough week physically. But it made a lot of sense because there's a lot going on in my life emotionally and there's just so many things that are just kind of being pinged in me. And we can use the word trigger, that there is such a correlation between my fear response and then my increase in physical sensations, like even to the point where I was throwing up. And maybe it was a stomach bug, but it's just so interesting just noticing. So that's all I want to encourage you to do is like just notice. If you have a super angering conversation with somebody and then later that day you notice you have like a migraine or a stomach ache or you're just exhausted, right? And that one might be kind of easy, more obvious, but you know, maybe there are a few things that happen in the week and you're like, man, I don't feel like I, you know, ever feel heard. I don't feel like my voice, you know, is ever respected or from people in my life or maybe in my workplace or in family or in relationships or whatever. Start to notice like, oh, my stomach hurts when I'm eating rice. That's interesting. I wonder if I'm allergic to rice. Oh, actually, this entire week, I've been really mad. Like, I'm just encouraging, start just to look for like trends and not in a hypervigilant way. but just in a very curious way. I think the more, I mean, for me personally, and this is just me, I honestly don't think there are any sensations I have in my body that are purely from a physiological standpoint. Like, I don't. And of course, I'm not doing anything like major right now to where I would like, you know, tear a tendon or break a bone or anything like that, right? Like, we're not talking about that. But even nausea or like vertigo or just so many things that it's just really funny how, not funny, haha, but just so interesting how it all starts to really make sense. It's one of those things, knowledge is power, sure, but then it's like, I feel like when we all pass a threshold of like understanding in certain areas of life, there's no way you can go back to looking at it the way you looked at it your entire life. And so while it's been this huge blessing, it's also just like, wow, I feel like I've just not known at all anything about my body my entire life and how it really is structured. But that's just life and that's growth and that's how we learn and grow. So again, if any of this is like coming off as offensive to you because you have been in bed for the last 3 weeks because you can't move because you are in so much pain, like this is not anything to like lessen the depth of just the immense horrible terror you have been going through. Like, this is not anything to mitigate anybody's story and to just say, it's just all you gotta do is like, it's not that. And for me, you know, I still have so much to learn about it. And there's still things for me, you know, my vocal pain, when I sing, I'm in so much pain and that has not lessened yet. And so for me, it's just still this journey of learning, what that means and what I'm interpreting and how I'm navigating that. And I have some thoughts and ideas and I see a chronic pain specific therapist who, a lot of things I've learned from her when it comes to the mind-body syndrome. So, again, if you are going through anything right now, does not matter the level, right? If it's, you know, shoulder pain and you've just not been able to move your arm a ton because they're saying it's a pinched nerve, or you are in complete body pain and you cannot move and cannot get out of bed and your life has been just like drastically change to any level of degree, I just want you to know that I see you, I hear you, like I feel you. And my passion, again, like I said in this, is that I think I don't want a lot of us to have to navigate a lot of the things that I have, right? And I've been learning through this journey because those before me who started speaking up about how they have learned to find healing through understanding the role our body and our brain play together. And so my goal is to just continue to learn a lot more about this, as well as do a deep, deep theological dive into the way that God created our body. Scripture has so much to say about this. Like, it's insane. And it's almost overwhelming, I'll be honest, because there's so much we can say and learn about this topic. And my go-to when it comes to fight, flight, or freeze is I freeze. And so it's like, there's so much I could say about this, but where do I even start, Lord? And like, so that's, you know, being honest and maybe a little too vulnerable is where I'm at right now, is like, oh my gosh, there's so much we can do with this. And I think God is just revealing a lot to me about who he is through a lot of this and how he's created me. And so don't be shocked if more and more of these episodes are become kind of a lot more when it comes to mind and body, and because it's so biblical, it's so powerful. So I love you. If you have thoughts, comments, questions, if you are mad and like offended at anything of this, like I honestly want to hear, because we are all in this together and we are navigating this journey that is life. We cannot do it without each other. We cannot do it without the goodness and the faithfulness of God and who he's called us to be and how he's created us. So please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out. I love you. I hope you have a good week. And I'll talk to you next week.
Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review. And let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood, as well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.